Good morning to you. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. I would just like to share with you this morning some of the encouragement I have been receiving from the fact that God in heaven does desire from us a relationship. And I really do think that those are the things that will get us through. I was just reflecting on some of the times here when the Lord is encouraging us in His Word to be patient. And I was just realizing that some of the reasons at times we are afraid or fearful or neglect per se to bring out the fact that Jesus is indeed Lord of our lives, those of us who are following Him. And it seems at times there's this tendency to want to be quiet and not to speak up. And I was just encouraged with these truths here this morning that God there's a lot of desire from heaven. There's a lot of desire from Jesus Christ for His people to stand strong in this world. It is very obvious that this world is full and saturated with a selfish spirit, with a selfish ambition, and most of the key things that are driven by evil are born out of selfishness. And anyway, I was just like to encourage us this morning, myself and you all, to have the courage to say no to self and to embrace Jesus Christ and to look at Him as our bridegroom who will come for us here in the near future. And I had to think of the ways that this, in the examples that we have in real life of when a young couple is ready to get married, there's a lot of emotion, there's a lot of anticipation in a young couple that is in love and preparing for marriage. And, you know, first you have the initial asking of the courtship or the relationship, and then at some point there's the proposal, and then there's the actual marriage, and usually following there's a what we call a honeymoon sometimes. But I just had to think of that way there, that we have God set up these pictures for us to continue to have a reminder in front of us that that's really what this Christian life is about. It's about us being God's bride, so to speak, the bride of Jesus, the bride of Christ, if you will. And I just had to think here in, I think it's Revelation 21, it talks about just find it here. It talks about this bride that was adorned for her husband. And it says, "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal." And then it goes on to say about all the stones and the beautiful things that she was adorned with. And anyway, I'm not finding here right now, but it does talk about how that John saw the bride that was adorned for her husband. And I couldn't help but think how Jesus is, in other words, this whole persecution thing sometimes wants to loom up, and we hear about it, especially here in America. We are not so familiar with actual physical persecution. We do have another type of persecution that is sometimes worse, and that is the silent persecution. But I was reminded here, I'd like to point something out here in Revelation 2, verse 8. It says, unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. And then I'm going to skip ahead here and go to the Church of Philadelphia. And there it says, these things says he who is holy, who is true, and he who has the key of David, he who opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door. No one can shut it, for you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you, because you have kept my command to persevere. I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell in the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. And so it's this picture here of Jesus showing these Jews that, or that's that these how can you say, they were Jews that say they were Jews, but they were not. And Jesus has a desire to show them who he really loves. He has a desire to show the hypocrites who he really loves. And the point I'm trying to make here is, it says here in this Church of Philadelphia, they're going to be kept from the hour of trial. And then it also says in, for the persecuted church, it says they're going to endure persecution for 10 days, but then it's going to be over, and they're going to receive a crown of life. And I just saw here that Jesus still is alive. In other words, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. Jesus is alive today, and he is going to take care of his children. Sometimes I feel, I know for myself, that we kind of embrace this mentality that Christianity is all about suffering. But I have all of a sudden come to realize that there are very few stories out there of Christians who suffer persecution for long periods of time at once. And if you watch that, if you watch even in the early church, the 1500s, there was a lot of persecution. China had a lot of persecution in the last century here. And different people, that the different stories that are out there, there it's actually rare that Christians suffer heavy, do heavy suffering for long periods of time. And even if you think about it, Jesus, in his hour of suffering, lasted less than a day. I'm talking about physical, you know, suffering. And I think many times that's what we're so afraid of, even though the suffering of Christ was very intense. But if you think about it, it was only one day, you know, it was, or less than a day. And that is often how it is for many Christians. And I just all of a sudden realized that God, or that Jesus, is in heaven. He is alive. And yes, he does allow these things, but he does it for his glory. He wants to, in a sense, demonstrate to the world the power of his children. He wants to demonstrate the power that they possess in having the courage to suffer for him, suffer for Christ, suffer for someone who is not even visible to the physical eye. But then if they are suffering, it almost seems that the love of Christ as a bride or as a groom who just can't quite bear to see his bride suffer, he ends that quickly. He ends that suffering quickly for his children. And that was just a big encouragement to me to not be afraid when we go and, you know, as we seek to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, that we are not afraid of what might lie before us in the area of, you know, falling into the hands of evil men, because we know that Jesus will, you know, bring those things to an end, and it's not going to be just long periods of intense suffering. And I also realize that that's what God wants us to adorn ourselves with. He wants us to be prepared and to have that same anticipation of a young girl who's looking forward to seeing, or looking forward to that day when she can be united with her husband. And in that same way, I feel like we need to live in that way, that we are preparing ourselves for that great day when the sky will split open and Jesus will come and take us home. And I feel like that should be our motivation to live our lives in such a way that we can, with delight, just throw our hands up and rejoice for our bridegroom that has come to take us. And I would just like to encourage all of us to be fearless and yet, you know, bursting with that kind of love and desire and passion for our Lord. May God bless you.